Gives me a great deal of pleasure, and it is an honor to say good morning to the coach of the Big Ten champion Michigan Wolverines, Coach Jim Harbaugh. Coach, good morning, and thanks for being with us. I know you're on the road. I know you're recruiting, and you're taking time to join us. It means a lot to me, Coach.
Well, the pleasure is mine. Good morning, Paul.
You are out recruiting, and I'm just wondering how big a boost it is to beat a team like Ohio State the way you beat them roundly, how that affects your recruiting. Do the kids bring it up almost right away?
Oh, yeah. There's they're fired up. I mean, recruiting guys that are committed to us, ready to sign their national letter of intent on December 15th, we've known for a year, sometimes 2 years. They've been here. They've been to the practices. They've been to games. Many of them were at that game. We're super invested in them. They're really invested in us. I mean, it's like they're part of the team already. So you can imagine just how fired up they were.
Hey, congratulations. First, I've had a chance to say to you, in being a finalist for the Eddie Robinson Coach of the Year Award. That's a big deal. Congratulations, Coach.
Oh, thank you. We had the winner of the Broyles Award was announced yesterday. Our offensive coordinator, Josh Gattis, well-earned, well-deserved. He was a finalist, and then he won the award. Was announced yesterday in Little Rock, Arkansas. So congratulations to Josh and the entire staff.
And there's that little other trophy out there that might be won by a Michigan man, the Heisman Trophy.
Yes, how about that? So Aiden Hutchinson's been invited to New York as a finalist for the Heisman Trophy. And that's great to see a Michigan. How about a Michigan kid, son of a former great player, be up for the Heisman Trophy. It's super exciting.
It is extremely exciting, and we're anxious about that, as we're anxious for the Orange Bowl. And before we get to that, and Sean Belegian's going to join us on that, he's got some thoughts and some questions. I just want to say, I'd never seen anything like this, Coach. You've gone through a very rough time coming back home. You know that I've been by your side, and many of us have been by your side through all of this. It's been tough, but it's been a fabulous, magical year. You took a major pay cut, and on top of that, you and your wife, Sarah, had a conversation where you said, look, things are going well. We're on a roll. We've got some great games ahead of us. I've got some great bonuses coming my way if we win. I think we give the money to workers who have been hurt in the athletic program, people who had to take pay cuts and didn't make the money they thought they were going to make. And that's what you and Sarah are doing.
Yeah, so we sure feel like we've drawn the long straw, Paul. And it really starts with the players we coach and families we're around. They're the best. They're so good on the field and off the field. No grief. They don't give me any grief. So it's just a great thing, and it's been a lot of fun. Not only this year, but the whole time I've been here. I mean, players and coaches, it's a great team effort. I'm super excited to be the head coach. I mean, all that money you're talking about that I'm giving away, I mean, do we really deserve any of it anyway? You just try to live up to it and try to earn it, but you sure don't deserve it. And
well, coach, it's a bonus system. You took a pay cut in half. You earned $500,000 for winning the outright Big Ten East title. There's like $3.5 million up for grabs that you and Sarah are giving back to the people in the athletic department. God bless you for that. I know it's embarrassing. I'm not going to keep going on it, but I just wanted to say it to you. Sean Belegian has far more important questions about the Georgia Bulldogs and the Orange Bowl come December 31st. Sean, take it away here with Coach Harbaugh.
Well, first of all, congratulations, Coach. You left no debate who the best team in the Big Ten was this year. When you look at Georgia, what jumps out to you? I mean, much like your team, there are some guys on the defensive side of the ball that can really get after it.
Yeah, sure can. And I've been watching all those, just starting to dig into it, and so are our coaches. Yeah, it's a rough team. You know, the linebacking core, as you mentioned, is outstanding. Good players at every position. Very similar defense of structure. Georgia is a four down, and they can play a three down structure. They're going to play split safety coverages. They're going to play zone coverages, a lot of blitz simulators, and they'll also blitz you. They'll play man. It's some similarities. Coach McDonald, was at Georgia at one time, was a graduate assistant there, and some of the same calls. You see some of the same blitzes, in fact. So deep into the beginning of studying that, and no question. I mean, they're a really good football team.
You know, one of the things that jump out to me, Coach, and I'm sure you've been asked this before, but I want to repeat it here. I'm old enough to remember your illustrious playing career. You beat Ohio State a couple times, Big Ten champions in 1986. How does it compare being the coach of this team as opposed to your playing time under Bo?
Well, that's a great question. And I felt better being the coach. There you go. Because there's so many, I think when you're a player, it's kind of, at least it was for me. I mean, okay, it's great. I got my teammates and I'm happy for myself. The coach, you're just happy for everybody. All the coaches, all the players, all the staff, everybody that works so hard. So, it sat a very, very, very fulfilling win. You wake up every day and it doesn't go away. Hey, woke up this morning and realized we're the Big Ten champs. That's awesome. But why stop now? Let's keep going. Why not us? Let's get ready for. It doesn't have to end, So
right.
Let's get prepared for Georgia. But so happy for all of our players. And Paul had mentioned Aiden Hutchinson up for the Heisman. I was just thinking about Donovan Edwards this morning. Harmon must have been like, Donovan Edwards, I think is, like the throw for a touchdown pass, run for a touchdown. He can, catch so Tom Harmon, Donovan Edwards,
interesting. Interesting put together. And speaking of putting people together,
we have to put Donovan in number 98.
You shook up your coaching staff and you hit upon magic. It's really been working. Congratulations. That stuff doesn't come easy. You may create magic, but it's a lot of hard work to make it work. Coach Jim Harbaugh, good luck to you and the Wolverines. Hail to the victors. Beat the Georgia Bulldogs December 31st. Thanks for being with us, Coach.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
It is always our pleasure. And Sean Bolegian, always a pleasure to have your help.